Welcome to Christ's Blessing on this beautiful April day, the third of the month. It's a gorgeous Sunday here down by the Gulf Coast of Texas. And I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are. Spring has most definitely arrived in the Northern Hemisphere, and I'm sure that autumn is well on its way in the Southern Hemisphere. Both seasons are equally beautiful, and I treasure the experience we have in both. And I look forward to having some conversations with you today. It's always great to warm up our group by hearing from people in it. We love you all, and I'm going to open the line to Jerome. Hi, Jerome.
Hello, this is Jerome, and my question has to do with my great-granddaughter, who's 3 years old, Naomi. Last week she had a burn to her chest, and she's getting bandages every day now, so...
Oh no! What happened, Jerome?
Well, my grandson was in a hotel with his two children, and they went into a dining area, and a lady spilled hot water over the granddaughter, and
no.
And so she was in the hospital for about 3 days, working on her face is healing fine, but her chest still has second-degree burns, and they keep changing the bandages every day or two. So,
Oh my goodness! Oh yes, her name's Naomi.
Naomi, yes, and she's 3 years old, and she's
a
priceless little girl. But part of her is healing, but we need more prayers. But I couldn't think of a nicer angel than yourself.
I'm just a conduit, Jerome, but I certainly will convey the love of Christ for her.
Thank you.
That's what we want. We want the best, and also for her precious little heart, so that she doesn't retain the pain and the fear of what happened to her, so that she can just get through this and be a beautiful, whole little person again.
Yes, and thank you, and love to you. And we've had 3 inches of snow, so it's a beautiful April day in northern Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you bargained for that when you moved to Minnesota, so.
But thank you. Lots of love and blessings, and thank you for the great Easter talk you gave that day, too. So.
Oh, you are so welcome, and we love you, and thanks for letting us share in your healing needs.
Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I see Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott. We always love to hear from you.
Thank you so much for putting me in the blessing. I had a really good time at a speech contest yesterday.
And great.
The winner of Area 31, which is 5 clubs I serve, her name is Daphne Hart, and she gave a talk about empowering and mentoring young people at risk in the community, and she used an illustration of an acorn. And she said it's something small, it seems like you could just step on it, but it also can be a mighty forest.
Absolutely. Well, our prayers are with you, and you're a blessing giver. And so as we give our blessing together, you can put a special direction toward that part of our community.
Excellent. Appreciate it. I wanted to say thanks. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Scott, and thank you for all the good work you do. We're very, very, very proud of you. And we have a caller. Don't have a name here, but it's from area code 832, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda. This is Kathleen Knight from Houston.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
You know, I wanted to thank you all for your prayers this week. I have to admit that the clinical trial is not an easy thing. You know, when you sign up for something like that, it is a mystery,
mm-hmm.
because there is no precedent, and you have no idea, you know, what your body is going to, how your body is going to react. But I have come through. This is the week after Easter, and it was not easy, I will admit. But I'm here, sitting here, feeling more like myself today than I have. And my sense is that whatever medication they have, it feels like a Pac-Man going through my system, and little, like, I would feel like one little part would be addressed, you know, and then there'd be a, like the left back. It's like, what's going on back there? And what about my, you know, tummy? And so it's like it's traveling around my body like a little flashlight going, okay, we need to take care of this part and this part. Yeah.
You are, and you sound good, and what we're going to address is not all the parts, but the whole. We want to help you get the whole put back together.
That was my thought when you said about the little three-year-old darling angel, Naomi. It's return to wholeness, no matter what has happened to us. That's the journey, is a return to wholeness, and it's just, you know, and I think we can have to continue to do that in our whole lives.
We do. We do. It's a constant challenge to allow changes to occur in our life. Sometimes they're challenging. Sometimes the changes are not pleasant. But to move them back into wholeness is it's not so much that we're on a path, because really, it's always about returning to the perfection from which we were created. It's almost like we need this great feedback loop that comes back from an experience and loops back to the center of our perfection, and then allows the whole daisy to open up with all of its petals again as one beautiful flower. And that's really more the way life works. And that's what I want to talk about today. But before I get into my message, I want to make sure that everybody who's asked for a blessing has come online. And my prayers are most definitely with you, Kathleen. I've been thinking about you all week. And
yes, and
I know you're going to be
fine. Yeah, I'm going to be calling. And I'm going to be calling you about the ministry, because I am very much interested. But it's a matter of the right timing. I have to finish school.
Yes, it is, and this might be a very good time for you. Actually, anyone else on the call who's been interested in becoming a Spiritist minister, we are starting off some new applicants right now, and so this would be a good time to have someone to share your learning with. We have it set up where it's pretty much one-on-one with me, plus online study. Mm-hmm. And I do that so that we don't have to wait for a whole class to develop. But it's still awfully nice when you can communicate with others going through it and do a little bit of twinning and teamwork. It just makes it all more special.
Yeah, that's a reflection of why we love to teach, is it multiplies the, you know, the ideas and the creativity. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
I will be available in probably after mid-May, because I need to get through this semester.
Okay.
So.
Yes, I know you do. That's where all your energy needs to go now. And God bless you.
God bless
you. Bye-bye, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I see we have a caller from area code 206, and you're on.
Hey, Glenda. Thanks for providing this space. I love your blessings every Sunday. Just want to say I'm grateful for this. Really powerful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I just had a request for blessing, which maybe I'm sure many people can piggyback on this being tax season. And I received a letter from the IRS about my taxes last year, and I'm I'm hoping that it's just something trivial. I've never had them question my taxes before, even though they're all over the map and I do them myself. But I just like to have a blessing that that all turns out okay and it's really nothing at all. So.
Well, I have the same blessing for you, my friend, and also, you know, there is so much fear that we develop around this particular agency of our government, and I think it's partly just because of the stress connected to it, and also some of the horror stories we hear. We develop this stress, but really, you know, the people who work for it are, they're nice people just like you and I. And for the most part, it's just business as usual. They're just needing to make the economy work and they're just needing to balance the books and, take a look at things. And, I've been audited a couple of times and they were the nicest people in the world. So mm-hmm. I think a lot depends upon our own personal attitude.
Right.
And who knows what is behind the horror stories we hear. Maybe there really have been some horror stories, but there are with everything in life. I mean, can you name anything there hasn't been a horror story with? My goodness. welcome to planet Earth.
Right.
But, you know, when we approach anything with the love that we are, everything just goes better. So, I send you all blessings and the best wishes getting through this particularly challenging financial season. And may all of you have much income to compensate for the deficit. So we wish you income blessings to get over whatever impingement you feel. And thanks, Bill. I'm sure a lot of people can enjoy the benefits of the blessing you asked for. And we see Mara is on the line. Hi, Mara.
Hello,
Mara?
Amanda.
Yes?
Thank you for all you do. And
you're welcome.
I want to add my gratitude of prayer all the people that have been helping me with a lot of work recently in my moving from one apartment to another. And also, I would like to be in the blessings for a little assistance here in some health challenges that I'm going through. I expect to return to wholeness quickly, but I'd like to have special Christ blessings myself too. Not that he hasn't given me a great abundance of them, he has. And I thank Linda for always being there.
You're so welcome. And we love you, Mara. We just love knowing that you're there and, such a vital Christ-like presence in our community. So we love you and we pray for your wholeness, and that will be our blessing offered to you today. And that's really pretty much what I want to talk about today on our call. I want to talk about how we stay in our wholeness and yet continue to move through our life. And there's something very vital about that that is discussed in the last chapter of the Keys of Yeshua. Probably most of you on this call have read some part of Love Without End, or you know something about it. Love Without End is a very, very famous book that has sold over 1 million copies worldwide. It's in 14 languages, and it has changed the lives of so, so many people and blessed and healed the lives of so many people. So I can pretty much count on at least some degree of familiarity with that, but not everyone has gone on to read The Keys of Yeshua. I would recommend it. I really, really would, simply because it takes your growth up to a little bit higher level. You see, what I look at as our true pathway through life is not moving forward like on a highway. That's how we move through the world. We get used to thinking of moving forward because of how it happens to us from our childhood. We're a little bitty person. We watch ourselves grow up and go through the grades of school and then go through all the different stages of early life into our adulthood and then moving through education and a career. And it's always about moving forward. Or finding the right job, or finding the right person to be with, buying our first home, getting our first home furnished. Okay, I think you got the message what I'm talking about. The world moves us forward. Sometimes, if the challenges are hard enough, it moves us backwards. And then we feel like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get over this and move forward again? And we get so into that linear mode. We forget about the fact that inside ourselves is this precious seed, this acorn, from which the whole oak tree is growing. And it's growing from the center. It's not growing really from a starting point type beginning, like in a foot race. There's no point at which we cross the line and the flag is lowered and we start running. There's no place like that. Yes, we are physically born, but that's only our body. We emerge from the divine essence that is our true home. And we emerge from that wholeness and the perfection from which we were created. This is what it means in the book of Genesis, where it says, even though your body was created from the earth, and the mud of the earth is just a metaphor, your body was created from the essence of this earth. No question about it. And it will return to the essence of this earth. But even though that is true, also it is true, you were created in the image of God. That means you were perfect. If you believe that God is perfect, how could you be anything less than perfect? So there is no coming out of the gate type starting point for you. There's an emergence into life for you. You emerge into life. You become united with your body for the purposes of discovery and experience. And then having the experience of being here inside of all the experiences that life offers you. Now, inside of those experiences, we notice that change is inevitable. There's an old platitude that says the one thing you can count on in life is change. That's the one thing you can depend on, is things will change. And they do. But from the perspective of the soul, things don't so much change as they move. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because that's the key to how we get back to our wholeness. And just let me give you an example before I go into a description. Have you ever listened to a great piece of music and you say, that really moved me? Or you went to an Easter celebration or a Christmas celebration, or let's say you were part of a charity drive, and when it was over, you just say, I'm just deeply moved to my soul. Maybe somebody said something wonderful to somebody, and you wouldn't have expected it in 1,000 years. It was like a miracle. And you say, that really moved me. Well, that's what happens on the soul level. The soul has movement. It moves through life, and it creates new perspectives to have about life. But it's always viewing life from the center of its perspective. Now, are these perspectives all peaches and cream? Well, you know they're not. You know, there are times when we worry. There are times when we feel lost. There are times when we're bereaved because we've lost something precious, whether a goal or a loved one, or even something about our own life and ability that was precious to us. We can even have dark nights of the soul, and we have that perspective. But the one thing to always remember about your soul is your soul has a perspective. And that perspective is always from the center of your being. Even when you're afraid, even when you're grieving, even when you think you have lost all hope, when you move back to the center of your being, everything moves into place. There have been literally miracles that happened to people who were deeply afraid. Their life was in peril, or the life of someone else, and they brought themselves back to the center of their own being. And they found a peace and a calmness, almost like a willingness to die. Like, if this is my moment to die, then let it be a good moment to die. If this is my moment to lose everything, then let me give everything to God. If this is my time to leave, then as Yeshua said on the cross, let all be forgiven. In other words, everything pertaining to the soul is recovered by moving back to the center. If you're deeply worried and you can't get over it, it's because you've gotten stuck out on the rim of the wheel. And I'm going to use that example again. It's an ancient symbol that has been used by so many sacred practices. In fact, it was one of the emblems that legend says was emblazoned on the soles of the feet of Buddha, and that was the wheel with the spokes on it. It indicated the center of his being and the eight pathways into life, and then the rim of the wheel being where the wheel touches the pavement of life. Well, regardless of what your sacred practice is, you and your sacredness are one with God, and there's only one way to be in your sacred practice, and that is to love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. That was one of two commandments Yeshua gave us, to love each other, each as ourself. And the reason he said that is because when we love someone else the same as ourselves, then we have conquered our ego self. You see, we all have the same name. I am. You have the same name I have. It only gets challenged and limited when I say, I am Glenda, and you say, I'm Elizabeth, or I'm Bill, or I'm Jackson, or I'm Mary. And then I say, but I'm Glenda. When we can say, I am, and I am the same here as I am there, and you need love, and I need love. You need food, and I need food. And we simply are. The ego is completely conquered. And then when we can say, I am, with the I am that I am, we know we are one with God. And all is well. And from that center of our being, then we are free to move on the spokes of the wheel from the center outward, not being stuck on. You see, here's the difference between change and movement. Movement starts from the center and moves out according to our need or desire or necessity for experience in life, sharing life, or solving problems in life, or enjoying life, or embracing life. The way we move out from the center is movement. When we get stuck out on the rim of the wheel through anything, whether it's an illness, whether it's the loss of a companion, whether it's just stuck out there and feeling alone, whether it's tax season, whether it's the loss of a job or just confusion. We're stuck out there and then the wheel turns. That's what changes. Being stuck out on the rim of the wheel and then the wheel turns on us. We thought we had a career that would last for the rest of our life and then, uh-oh, a new invention has come along and what we spent a fortune on education is now obsolete. How many times has that happened to how many people in the last 20 years of so much change? That's change for you. Being stuck out on the rim is change. And I just hate to tell you, my friends, but we're going to see a whole lot more change happening. It's not safe to be out on the rim of the wheel. It really isn't. If you respect and love your happiness, your health, your well-being, and your true engagement with life, you need to do daily practices that could range anywhere from just even exercise will help bring you back to your center, because you can't exercise without first putting your equilibrium and your physical balance into place. It's true. Breathing will bring you back to your center. A good night's rest will bring you back to your center. Talking with somebody you love will bring you back to your center. Prayer, meditation, contemplation of your own true ability. Being charitable helps center you because you see others being as you are. Forgiveness brings you back to your center. Withholding forgiveness takes you out to the rim of the wheel. I really, really suggest that all of you start this little list, and I'm just going to give you this as a kind of a mini course in life, a miniature course in life, okay? You start two lists, and one of them contains all the things that bring you back to the center of your being and the things that put you out on the rim of the wheel. And then I want you to look at those two lists, list A, list B, and you start telling yourself, okay, I'm on list B, meaning I'm out on the rim. What could I do right now that is on list A that helps me get back to the center? Now, when you get back to the center, that doesn't mean all the problems instantly go away. Sometimes they do. Sometimes literal miracles happen. But most of the time what happens is you just get a better perspective. And the other thing that happens is that from the center of the wheel, there's an axle. And that axle is vertical, meaning you can verticalize. You can get a higher perspective on the whole wheel. And from the center, you can see all of the different options, which you can't see when you're stuck on the rim. So getting back to the center increases your options. It gives you a possibility for getting a higher altitude. and it brings you back to your own true presence, from which you just simply have more power. Not wrongful power, rightful power, the power of being who you are, who you really are. Engaged with life, loving life, and not being afraid of what comes next. Because from the center of the wheel, that's where you move the wheel, and you move it. You see, out on the rim, the highway moves it. From the center of the wheel, you move it. And so movement is something we experience from the level of our soul. And we've all been through so much change lately. We need relief. And this is just my message to you today to help you get a little more relief. Now, when you receive a blessing today, please be in your heart, be in the center of your being, and receive through the center of your being that this blessing may touch every part of your life, not just the parts that hurt. We want to bless every part because, you see, this is what happens when you only pray from the part that hurts. When you only ask help from the part that's in need, you stay out on the rim of the wheel. Pray for your whole being. Pray for the parts of you that are still happy, that they may be happier and have even more power and more insight and more joy to help those parts of you that are being challenged. And it helps you to see that the parts of you that are under siege or being challenged are just parts. That's all they are. They're just parts and pieces. So pray from your whole being and receive this blessing through your whole being, that it may be distributed to every part of you. And you may notice that it will go to every part of you and not necessarily just to the part that's hurting, because it's your whole being that embraces you with love, with healing, with hope, with faith, and with all the answers you need to your life, and most of all, with the presence of God. So we will begin our blessing now. Be seated. Allow your attention to go into your heart. Just be still. Make sure all your body parts are uncrossed. Don't cross your legs or your arms. Okay, be still and hear this prayer. When it's complete, then start your own prayer for the duration of the blessing. However you pray is fine, whether it's quietly or with words or with one another or holding hands, whatever your prayer ceremony is, pray. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us in our wholeness, for restoring our wholeness, our hope, our love, our faith, and encouraging us to live with a spirit of charity and appreciation, of love for one another, and always love between ourselves and our Creator, that we may know wholeness as our answer to life. We thank you for being with us now and always, along all of our challenges, in all of our joys. We ask you for healing for those who need healing. We ask you for hope for those who feel hopeless. We ask you for company for those who feel alone. And always, always, we thank you for your love. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin our blessing together. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes and assimilate the gifts of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ into your whole body, heart, soul, and being. I love you. God loves you. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.